sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. Still to come at about 5:15-ish, we're going to have you and I head basketball coach Ben Jacobson here on the show. And then Wolfgang joins the show at about 5:35. Hey, Trent, I got to read this to you, okay, real quick?
Yeah, what do you got for me, Jimmy?
And this was sent to me. Let me find it real fast on Twitter, because I got a big kick out of it.
Okay.
Apparently, this guy, like, worships the ground that you walk on.
Oh, really?
Ben Moran sent me, and I can't use the language that he sent it to me.
Okay.
But then at the end, he says, please stop doing radio and go drink alone somewhere. So I responded to it, and he says, I do like the show. Trent is legit. And he says, you've been phoning it in since the 80s. No, I've been phoning it in since the 60s. So he was incorrect at that. What do you think?
Well, he's right on. I am the talent of the show. You've been mailing it in for years. I mean, he's right on. What, Ben's his name?
You're there, pal.
Here I am, Jimmy B. Yeah, I might have to open your microphone. I might have to follow old Ben Moran. He sounds like the kind of guy that I like. Absolutely. He knows talent. He knows talent when he sees it.
He says, Trent is legit. You've been phoning it in since the 80s. No, dude, since the 60s.
Well, yeah.
I got a kick out of it.
Oh,
I loved
stuff.
It. I thought it was great.
So,
well, you know, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know how I like to interact with
yes.
folks, and I found that one to be especially hilarious, so I got a kick out of that.
Good work, Ben. The check's in the mail for you. Don't worry about
yeah.
that. All right.
yeah.
So, Jim, Big Four Classic in the books. During
yes.
the summer times, you know, I come up with my crazy ideas of what you could do to improve this thing, but I like to always go back to reality, right? Reality is...
Yes.
That this does not have the same buzz that he had a couple years ago. I think a lot of this really does do with Iowa State this year. And because of what Iowa State had built, what they had been during the run of 6 years and the slow start, that
mm-hmm.
though they're improving, and we're seeing that in the 8 consecutive victories and just how good they're playing, still didn't have the same kind of buzz. Who is fielding that building? Jimmy B., when you've been there, it is...
Yes.
It's not a quarter split for every school. We know that. It is
mm-hmm.
Iowa State first, then Iowa, then you and I,
yep.
then Drake. And there were a few more Drake fans in the building than the other mm-hmm. times that I've been, but Drake is certainly the fourth out of that group, even though it's home. It's a smaller school overall.
Right. Yep.
Does this thing hold on? Does it hold on? Do we get an extension? It's up in 2 years.
Yes. I thought John Bonenkamp in our first hour made a pretty good point where he said, let's wait till next season to make that determination. And here's why I say that. Because when it was first booked, everybody thought that Iowa was just going to bury Drake, which they ended up doing. And the second game, you and I think most people thought, well, that always has a good chance to be a pretty good game just because of the way you and I plays. And with Iowa State, you know, going through upheaval with so many new and young players. And that turned out in the second half to get away from you and I. So from that standpoint, I don't think there was a lot of buzz about it this time around. And I thought Bonenkamp also made a very good point. Remember a few years back, Trent, we had three teams that were going to the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa, you and I, and Iowa State. And there was a lot of buzz about that tournament then, or about the Big Four Classic then, because those three teams were all good and people wanted to see it. And I think, to be honest with you, I think it lost a lot of its luster. The reason, because Iowa sucked so bad during the non-conference. And I think maybe a lot of Hawkeye fans are thinking, man, I'm not going to go down there and watch a lousy team. And I get that. Iowa State fans did show up. Hawk fans did show up. I mean, there were some there. It wasn't like it was, you know, nobody went through the turnstiles.
Yeah.
They did. But I think maybe because of the way Iowa began the season and people understanding that Drake with a brand new coach wasn't going to be very good, that it just didn't have much punch to it, with the exception of the UNI-Iowa State game. So I think next year, and I'm agreeing with John here, will probably be a better indicator if it stays or if it goes.
Well, and by that time, they're going to have to kind of figure out if it's going to be
yes.
going forward. Now, remember, next year, the Big Ten will be going to 20 conference games, so there just isn't a ton of room for this game. That's the other part here, and you can cry and bemoan the fact that the home and homes are gone, and Lord knows I've done that plenty of times in the past,
yep.
but it's not coming back. And this is another thing I could see becoming the way of the dodo bird, and it would be disappointing. I do wonder if you could find a way, though, to find something to constitute more excitement. And it doesn't have to be a yearly thing, but maybe if you go forward and you take a look at it this way. All right, every 3 years, so you do a new three-year contract. Year one, year two, like we've had it. Or you sign that contract right now. We know over the next 2 years it'll be the same. Next year it'll be Iowa State Drake, and Iowa U and I the following year it'll go back in the final year of the contract. But you sign a new three-year deal. And in that first year for that, what you're going to do is this. You have Iowa, Iowa State, you and I and Drake. All of them go out and find a team that will come in and play a neutral court game. And it could be some big ones. You could have Iowa go to Missouri. Say, hey, easy for you guys to get here. Get to Des Moines. It'll be a neutral site game, yes. And we'll have a return trip down the line in for Missouri, St. Louis. And we'll play a return game there, another neutral court game. Iowa State, they go, and they go to Illinois. Same thing. You can play in Chicago in the return trip, something like that. You and I goes and talks to Wichita, to Creighton. Same for Drake. They go talk to another mid-major school that maybe makes sense for them. And if you can do that, say, every 3 years, where this thing will be then a four-game event. It'll be four games, nobody from the state playing each other, but they will be playing big non-conference opponents. I think that's something that could sell. It would generate some more excitement. It would get more people excited about this event. You do fall into some of the other problems, though, that there's been in the past. And a continued thing that I hear from fan bases of all four teams is, I don't want to spend money to watch these other teams. I'm not going to spend $80 as a UNI fan to watch Iowa Drake. I don't want to do it. I want to see my team. Can you split it? Could you have it two sessions? Could you have it be over 2 days, a Saturday and a Sunday? Day one, Iowa plays Missouri. UNI plays Wichita State. And then day two, it's Iowa State against Illinois. And it's Drake taking on Creighton. Maybe you could do something along those lines. Still kind of going to be the same. And it's another event for Wells Fargo Arena to sell. But it just feels like it's continuing to lose traction. It's continuing to have problems on that side. And if that's the case, where it's just year after year, same thing, it's part of the schedule, could go away. I like the games. I want to see them. I'd like to see more of them. That's where we are. And that's really the reality of what we're going through right now with this one. Well, Ben Jacobson, the head coach of UNI, he'll be joining us here in just a few minutes. We'll talk with Coach Shake about that. I want to get his thoughts on the Big Four. Of course, as a UNI guy, being the head coach there and being an assistant on Greg McDermott, he loved it when every year he knew he had a power conference opponent coming into his building. Every single year, Iowa State were going to be there. And it wasn't just singularly about that game. Now, living in eastern Iowa, it was also selling the season ticket packages. Hey, you get this, and you also get a great seat for when Iowa comes to town. When Iowa State comes to town, you'll have a great seat for that game, plus the package. So you were able to do that. And just the buzz that it generated. Yes, not a lot of other places do that. That's okay. We don't have to be like everywhere else. We don't have to be like everywhere else here in Iowa. Had it right. They still had this, but will there be more of it? Two more years left on the contract. We'll get into that coming up with Ben Jacobson. Wolfgang also be here this hour. We'll talk with him about his thoughts on the Big Four Classic. Also wondering his thoughts, Iowa, are they back? We talked a little bit about that with John Bonenkamp. This team, now with the full complement of players, Nicholas Baer back doing the kind of things that he does. How far does that take Iowa? We'll get all to that with Wolfgang here at about the bottom of the hour, 5:35. He'll be stopping by. But next, He's the head coach for you and I. He is Ben Jacobson. He'll join us on the other side of the break. Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is the perfect holiday gift, according to Marshall and Viv.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
And when you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I said that.
Happy holidays?
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
It's going on my holiday list for sure.
And AT&T's reliable network.
The AT&T network.
There's no hidden fees.
No credit checks.
No compromises.
No strings attached.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great deals.
Plans for people who love gift giving.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
All the abilities.
AT&T Prepaid is for people in places where it snows a lot, like Syracuse.
And plans for people in places where it snows not a lot, like Miami.
I love snow.
That makes one of us.
The list is long.
Really long.
This holiday season, switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free and all the advantages of AT&T's reliable network with no compromises. In stores or at att.com/prepaid.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45, $65 plan and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up? Rooster emoji here. If you're speeding or driving aggressively on the road, take it from me, you're getting too cocky. Slow down and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's... Right. Most people know, for everything else, there's MasterCard. But this message isn't about MasterCard. It's about how your memory works. Why is it you remember certain ad messages and literally hundreds of songs that you never set out to memorize? That's the power of sound. It can make a good tune or a good idea stick. Now here's a question. Would you like to learn the 5 secrets of making a message for your business sticky, you know, memorable and powerful? Then just call us and ask to speak to our ad strategy manager. He'd be glad to share them with you, no obligation. The good thing is, with radio, you can afford to get sticky. Then when someone's in the market for what you sell, who are they going to remember? If you want them to remember you, take advantage of radio. The power of sound.
Hi, this is Jeff Peterson. If you'd like to learn the 5 secrets of a powerful campaign, just call me here at the station, 331-9200. We're glad to share them.
Sponsored by Panera Bread. Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe. Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. 2 locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom?
Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Washer Systems of Iowa. Sell the best and service the rest. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years. Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700.
All right, everybody, we are back. And we roll all the way till 6 o'clock tonight. Coach Jake on the way. We hope here in a little bit. Wolfgang comes up a little later on in the show. Quickly, on the NFL yesterday and what we witnessed with Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay, man, oh, man, three picks. The rust was there, but Carolina was too good, Trent. They were just too good at the end.
Yeah, they were, and that Carolina team is not always pretty at times, but they just keep winning games and back-to-back weeks against the Vikings and Packers. You wonder.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, well, our next guest, he's an Upper Midwest guy. He grew up in the Dakotas, so I'm going to guess I know where his NFL allegiance lie. Ben Jacobson, the head coach for you and I. Our conversation is presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Coach, are you a Vikings fan?
I was when I was young. I had the Chuck Foreman jersey when we were out in the backyard throwing the football around, and then I was again when Jimmy Kleinsaucer was playing for the Vikings.
Sure.
Jimmy, of course, played at the University of North Dakota. He played one semester of basketball for us when I was an assistant coach up there, so I had a chance to coach Kleinsaucer when he was up there playing at the University of North Dakota. So I was during his time with the Vikings, and kind of on and off with the Vikings.
On and off with the Vikings. Well, the color scheme works out well for you, right?
Yeah, that part proved to be okay, yep.
Well, let's get into it here. Our conversation with Coach Ben Jacobson here on 1700. 33-30 lead at the half. Things are going well. You get to see Wyatt Lohaus. He played well really throughout that basketball game. At halftime, did you feel like game plan was going well? You guys were executing. Where was it halfway through the ball game Saturday at the Well?
Well, yeah, there was a couple things that we felt okay about. Bennett Cook did not end up having a good afternoon, and he's played so well for us.
Mm-hmm.
As he's had he's having a terrific senior year, and he's been great at practice every day. He's played at a really high level for us. So he's having the best year of his career. He did not have a great afternoon, and some of that to do with Ben, and some of that to do with Iowa State. I thought they did a good job of defending him. And then the other thing that I felt okay about is, for the most part, we did a good job defending. We were able to get back in transition. We were able to keep their guards in front of us for the most part. So some of the things that we wanted to do going into the game, we kind of had a handle on. And so our thought was, if we can get Bennett going early in the second half and maybe get ourselves out to a little bit of a lead, that we could get into a pretty good spot. But as we saw, Iowa State was good. They really played hard. They made enough plays until they got going. And once they got going, we had a hard time slowing them down.
Bennett, was a three-point game at halftime. What changed in the second half? Was it just that you really couldn't get the big guys loosened up and they just didn't have the type of game you were hoping for? Or did Iowa State change up something?
No, that was a big part of it. We weren't able to get established inside with Bennett in particular. And so we went to some other things, and I thought Clint Carlson, had another good game for us, but missed on some opportunities that he created for himself in terms of getting some more points. I thought at times, our guard play was good enough. Spencer Holdman had a good first half. Wyatt was able to get going a little bit with his pull-up jump shot in the second half. So, at different times, we had enough going at the offensive end. But it was, and we were able to just hang on to that lead, for kind of keep it at, 1, 2 points, maybe get it up to 4 or 5 points, but never any farther until their guards got going. And once those guards got going, we just had a hard time slowing those guys down. We gave up too many baskets at the rim. But they're, once they get going a little bit, they're hard guys to stay in front of.
Well, last week, Coach, we talked a little bit about Taiwan Pickford, your outstanding freshman. Still struggling, though, shooting the basketball. And we've seen this with the young guys coming into the program. That shot sometimes takes a little bit longer to develop. Is it something you guys are maybe working on mechanically, or is it just frankly, hey, they're going up and they're not falling right now, and he's a good enough shooter and they're going to start to fall at some point?
Yeah, more the second part of that, Trent. He's a good shooter, and he comes in every day and he gets extra shots up, so he's working on it all the time. It's just as you alluded to, it's the college game is a different game, and guys adjust to certain parts of it, at different times. And Ty obviously has made a great adjustment at the defensive end. He's had a huge impact in terms of our rebounding. He's really passed the ball well for us. I think his feel on offense is tremendous. And he shot it better early. The first 4 or 5 games, he shot it better from the 3-point line. But he's a good shooter, and his numbers will go up.
Well, Ben, things don't get any easier now that you got Xavier next. How do you get the guys ready to play these guys?
Well, I've had a chance to watch quite a bit of it here now since we got done with the Iowa State game on Saturday, and we played them twice last year. So, our guys that played them last year have a good understanding of what they've got such a good combination of everything you need to be an elite. They've got experience, they've got size, they've got guys that make shots. They've got guys inside that are really physical and score the ball for them. And their point guard has been terrific for them. They're two wings. They're the guys that start for them in the backcourt, Makura and Blewett, that could be, if it's not the best combination of the two guys in those spots, it's got to be one of the top five in the country in terms of what those two guys are able to get done. So, they've got everything that you need to have one of the best teams in the country, and they run good stuff. In their last game, they had to go to their 1-3-1 zone. They were behind 20 or so early in the second half, and their experience really showed in making that comeback, and then also their change from their man-to-man to their 1-3-1 zone. So they're comfortable playing different defenses, and they're used to winning. So we got a lot to get ready for, but I think because we played good teams and because we played them last year, our guys understand that what's coming Friday, and we're just going to have to do a better job preparing than what we did getting ready for Iowa State.
Coach, you mentioned J.P. Makura, Minnesota kid. He's got a lot to say out there on the floor. Two-part question. Is that something you bring up with somebody that is known to run their mouth a little bit? And secondly, did you recruit him at all when he was up in high school in Minnesota?
We did. We recruited him some. I had a chance to see him play quite a bit. Obviously, it's a terrific player. In the first part, no. I mean, guys are who they are. Whether it's guys on our team or guys we're playing against, we got a job to do, and we got to get our guys ready to play, and we will.
With the schedule, the non-conference schedule, Coach, that you had, it was a ambitious one. You fared pretty well in it. Does this really now set you up for Valley play? And two-part question, do you think that this might be a year where maybe two teams from the Valley could make the dance?
Well, yeah, there's, you know, we've got a chance to because of the teams that we've played, and we've been able to win some of those games. Obviously, Friday's, you know, with it being our last non-conference game, and it being a team that's top 10 in the country and gonna make a run at the Big East title, and a team that's gonna play in the NCAA tournament, so they're gonna win a bunch of games. So, you know, Friday's, you know, becomes important from that standpoint. And our strength of schedule, all of our numbers right now are good enough. And then you got to go and, you know, you got to take care of games in league play. So there's a chance that for us that can happen as we start league play. The competition, you know, it does get you ready. But at the same time, we're not doing it as much to get ready for Valley play. We know how challenging it's going to be once we start playing conference games. But the non-conference, you know, we set it up and we work to get as good a schedule as we can so that we do have an opportunity. To your second question, can you get in position to get in that large bid? So as you go through your season, you've got two chances. You can win in St. Louis, get the automatic, or you can have a good enough schedule and do well enough against it, so you do have an opportunity to get in that large bid. And we wanted to do everything we can so that we have both chances. And this year, you know, as we head into Friday's game, we've certainly, you know, right now we've got both chances.
Hey, speaking of that, have you guys scheduled your exempt tournament for next year?
Yeah, we're in St. Thomas at the Paradise Gym.
Nice. Know any other of the big teams that'll be there?
I don't remember. I don't have them off the top of my head, John. I've seen four or five of them that are in it, but I don't have it.
I got you. No problem. We'll find it, Jake. We'll find it. We'll talk again soon. Hey, that's Penn Jacobson, the head coach for UNI. They get ready for Xavier, making their way to the McLeod Center. And you can catch every game home and away right here on 1700. Thanks for your time today, Coach.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Penn Jacobson joining us. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by Washer Systems of Iowa. Pressure washers and a whole lot more with Washer Systems of Iowa. Jimmy B, big one on Friday. How about that to get the weekend started? A little Friday night hoops with Xavier and you and I. We also get Colorado and Iowa that night. A nice Friday night of hoops. I like that.
I do too, pal. Look, it doesn't get much better. I like it when the locals are in action, particularly when they're playing some big-name schools. So that makes it even better.
Well, we will come back here on the other side. We'll put a cap on things. Our man Wolfgang set to join us. We'll talk with him about everything going on in the world of local sports. We'll talk a little Big Four. We'll get his thoughts on Iowa. How close are they to being back? We'll talk you and I, Iowa State, and much more coming up here. Wolfgang joins the fray as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. We also have Monday Night Football this evening. Tampa at Atlanta. Well, the Falcons trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. Still with some good position, but can't afford a loss to the Bucks. We have it here on 1700. We take the break. Back with more here in just a moment.
First Light with Evan Hanning. Every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net. for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. WolfConstruction.net.
Sponsored by ShopVac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Hurry down to Lowe's to pick up your ShopVac brand wet-dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology starting at just $79.
Lacasey Trailer Sales and Truck Accessories in Grinnell would like to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Lacasey Trailer Sales and Truck Accessories has trailers of every shape and size. Lacasey Trailer Sales and Truck Accessories is locally owned and operated. Don't forget, Lacasey also has truck accessories for your holiday shopping. The Lacasey family thanks you for a wonderful year and looks forward to many more. Lacasey Trailer Sales and Truck Accessories, just a quarter mile south of Interstate 80 on Highway 146, Grinnell.
You'll remember the times you eat at Sam and Gabe's. Why, you ask? As one of the top restaurants in central Iowa, you know it's going to be good. And the place you talk about to all your friends. Each meal is prepared and crafted with the finest ingredients by Sam and Gabe's experienced chefs. Well known in central Iowa for steaks, handmade pasta dishes, specialty pizzas, and of course the incomparable steak de Burgo. Join them in Urbandale for dinner and live music, or dine with them for dinner in the East Village. Private event rooms are also available. Reserve your table now at 271-9200 or go online at samandgabes.com. You'll remember the times when you eat at Sam and Gabe's. Sam and Gabe's is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Sam and Gabe's gift certificates for only $25. Yep, that's a sweet deal. $50 worth of Sam and Gabe's gift certificates for only $25. There's a limited number, and they're sure to go fast. So get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700KBGG.com. You'll remember the times when you eat at Sam and Gabe's.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Get into JCPenney for the final days to save. Now through Wednesday only, get up to 50% off throughout the store on great gifts like pajamas, activewear, and more. Plus, get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Find gifts that sparkle like gold and fine silver jewelry up to 65% off. Or 25% off select Nike apparel and shoes for the family. Don't miss out. Christmas is almost here. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 12/17 to 12/20. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Nike excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dude's Delivery. Food Dude's Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dude's Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dude's Delivery. Online, Food Dude's Delivery.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Welcome back once again, Jimmy B and TC, as we take you up until 6 o'clock on your drive home. Happy to have you here with us, and we're excited to talk to our man Wolfgang. Heard him after Iowa's big victory over Drake in the Big Four Classic is... The Hawkeyes rolled and maybe played their best game of the day. Does the Instant Reaction podcast over at HawkeyeNation.com, and he joins us right now. What's up, Wolfgang?
Thanks for the pub, man. Yeah, I did that odd Instant React over on Hawkeye Nation. We're going to get you on one of these times. But yeah, was it a big win over Drake? I mean, can we consider that a big win? I'm going to consider any big win right now. And I was looking at, and you and I both love stats. We both love analytics. We both love that stuff. Have you seen some of these analytics and how they differ on Iowa?
What numbers are you looking at? Like KenPom numbers? You look at where are you at numbers wise? Where are you going?
Okay, and I think this is pretty updated. I mean, maybe not exact.
Okay,
I'm interested in your thoughts on this because you know I love numbers, and again, it's garbage in, garbage out. What do you decide to put emphasis on? What do you not? So I've loved this for a long time, loving the NBA, and, you know, finally KenPom came around and blah, blah, blah. So analytics, Iowa, this year, right now, 73rd in, that's KenPom. Okay?
Yes. Yep.
73rd.
Sagarin, 83rd. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we got some numbers that are going in there that are pretty pretty close to the same. RPI, 215 mm-hmm. for Iowa, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Your Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
What? How can it be that different? And that's what I'm saying. I used to be a guy that stuck up for all these numbers, and now I'm just like, and I'm not saying we got in a fight, you know, a few weeks ago, about defensive individual play.
Yeah.
I still think that's just complete bogus. I think they have no idea what they're doing there. But for the most part, I agree on all these stats that all these, you know, places come up with. The individual defensive numbers, you're never going to get me to believe that. And what they're playing with their zone versus man versus free safety, a guy that just, you know, tries to steal it, you're not going to get me to do that. But what do you make of that? 73 in KenPom for Iowa, 83 in Sagarin. Okay, so that's pretty close. So they must have, you know, similar numbers going in there. And then RPI 215 for Iowa, Trent Condon.
Well, what this tells me first is kind of have to know how these numbers are derived at.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken Pomeroy's numbers are still, they still use some of last year's numbers. It's not till January that'll be a complete look at this season alone. So that's a part of it, because he takes a baseline from a year before. How he gets to that, I have no idea. But I do know that is the part. The RPI is not a power number metric. It is not anything about statistics, anything like that. All it is who you play, who you beat. That is all the RPI is. So when you go through Iowa's schedule and the teams that they have played, the teams that they have beat to this point, et cetera, et cetera, their wins are against Chicago State, 297, Alabama State, 331, Grambling, 203, UAB, 224, Southern, 272, and Drake, 227. You couple that with losses to sub 100 teams, teams ranked 100 or worse in the RPI, Penn State at home, at Indiana, Louisiana Lafayette. Those are your losses. And your other losses, Iowa State, who's at 23, and South Dakota State at 94. That's why the number is what it is. It is strictly the schedule you've played, who the teams that you've played have played, and that's it. So that's why the numbers are that different. Do I think that Iowa's the 212th best team in the country? No. Do I think they're KenPom 73rd? Maybe. Maybe.
So why is, wait a second, why is there not something that, I mean, that is a huge difference.
Yes.
Okay, KenPom, who I love and we love, and KenPom seems to love us over the years. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
We're watching this. Yeah, KenPom seems to love us. I haven't looked at Sagarin as much. Obviously, I followed RPI.
Mm-hmm.
Who you play, who you beat, you know, who you lose to, if they're, and we get that. Okay? Do we just need to throw KenPom away?
No,
I would
take those
RPI, Trent?
No, I would take those over RPI any day of the week, because it's not just that is strictly a schedule based metric. Ken Pomeroy uses adjusted offense, adjusted defense, adjusted tempo. They have a luck quotient. They have all kinds of different things in there, and that's why I think it's a deeper, a more measured approach, and that's why the NCAA committee is using numbers like this more, because they can tell more of the story than just RPI. So you have to use them all. You have
okay,
to use
and
all
I get that, Trent. Trent, I get that. And you explained what I didn't ask my question right. What I didn't mean throw KenPom away. I just wonder how much they actually look at KenPom and Sagarin versus the RPI. Because I don't know, and I actually want to do this after the show's over, if I have time. I want to look at if there is another team where there is that much of a difference between 73 in KenPom and 215 in the RPI. That there is something, there's something wrong there, man. And I didn't ask the question right. What I'm saying is, we just need to, as you've been saying for years, the czar of the schedule, look at scheduling and who you're playing. Because if they are going to mathematically go heavyweight on the RPI, then who cares about KenPom? Even though you and I love that crap, John Miller loves that crap, everybody that's a basketball fan that is sick, that's listening right now to 1700 KBGG, loves this stuff. But RPI's got to be the thing, right? Isn't that what we're finding? Or have they now said, they go back and forth, it's just like this football thing crap. Trent? what's a catch, right?
Right.
I knew that wasn't a catch yesterday because I saw one earlier in the year, and I went, what? That's not a touchdown? He had the ball in his hands. It crossed the plane. Why isn't that a touchdown? Well, there's so many different things that go involved, and they keep changing stuff on us. And if you listen to basketball, which I know you do, how many rule changes have they said that they have had now? Now there's some sort of, like, radius now that you can't go across, and they're emphasizing this. You cannot keep up with it, man. I know it's your job, and you get paid to do it. I don't know how you keep up with it.
You just have to be smart. You can't be married to one. And unfortunately, there's some people and national guys that are married just to KenPom. You know, that's the only thing that matters to them.
And, but you know I'm not.
Right. And that's why I think you have to use a variety of different things. It can't just be that. You can't just go down that direction. So, yeah, but you go back to your original point about scheduling, and this is why I have continued to clamor for Iowa to look deeper at their non-conference scheduling is for reasons like this, because we know this is not the 212th best team in college basketball, even as bad as it's been. But the RPI numbers say that they are. And the RPI numbers are still, even though they're evolving still, they're using more than just that. They're going to use more predictive measures. And that's the difference. Predictive measures. That's what Ken Pomeroy is. A prediction for what is going to happen going forward. That's what Sagarin is. A prediction of what's going to go forward. RPI is results oriented. It is only the results that you've seen. So we're going to see this. We're going to see this more. It's going to come down to, but it happens every year, the NCAA tournament. What is that group of eight people in the room? What do they look for? Maybe it'll be a group one year that KenPom is the biggest component. Another year, they stick with the RPI. It's still going to depend on that. And you know what? We won't know until those people get together in the room what they're going to look at. And, well, to create more conversation, certainly, with us.
No, but Trent, it is fun because let's throw the RPI out right now. Okay, we're 215. Iowa is 215. Okay, no shot. Let's say the RPI doesn't even exist. We don't know about it, and the NCAA tournament doesn't even look at it. And they look at this Sagarin, and they look at KenPom.
Mm-hmm.
73 and 83. This season isn't over.
Correct. And that's the
whole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? This season is not even over.
Mm-hmm.
73 and 83? I'm not saying we're going to make the NCAA tournament, but the season is over. At 215, you might as well go milk some cows and race your lawn and do whatever. Do whatever you can. 215 is a joke, and it's over. And that's just such a difference there. It makes me mad. It's just like garbage in, garbage out. And it's like, man, if we were 73 and 83, Trent, we could be having fun all these weeks, man. Oh, let's win this game. Oh, what if we beat Michigan State? How many points are we going to go up in the Sagarin or KenPom? Bloop, bloop, boom. No, but we've screwed ourselves with the schedule. And I don't know what you believe. I just think they look so hardcore heavy into the RPI. You know, they may say they look at, Sagarin and KenPom. I don't buy it.
This is a change, though. Remember, Wolfgang, this is a change.
No, fill me in. Trust me.
They came out last year. I want to say it was in January. I'll find an article and send it around to you. But
yes, please do.
This is a change from past years where that was it. They are going to use different metrics out there that are going
but
to go
But that was
in.
Last year, too, no, Trent?
That's when it was announced. The new protocol.
You don't think they included that last year?
The new protocol will be in place for this year's tournament.
Okay.
Last year, no.
You're pumping me up.
Yes.
Okay, love
yes.
it. Love it.
So that is hope. Here's the other thing. Iowa moved up, in the RPI with the win against Drake. What do you think they moved up? How many points they moved up? In fact, going up from that win against Drake, who is 227 in the RPI themselves, guess how many spots they moved up?
So Drake was 227. I think we were worse than Drake, right?
Yeah.
I believe. So did we? I don't see any. 250 to 215? I have no idea.
They moved up 35 spots. Since the game against Southern, they have moved up 35 spots since then.
250 to 215. Did I just get that right? 25, 35. I got that exactly right.
It's pretty good. They moved up.
And I didn't even. I swear to you, I did not look that up.
So it's not over, Wolfgang. It's not over, even with the bad numbers. In fact, Southern Utah, who was dreadful last year, they were like 3-27. They're actually a top 100 RPI team. They're 58, in fact, who they'll see tomorrow in their matchup at the Carver Hawkeye Arena. Colorado's a top 100 team, plus a neutral court game up in Sioux Falls. I will be there, Wolfgang, on Friday evening. Looking forward to that and seeing a game at the Sioux Falls Showcase.
Nice.
Northern Illinois. Then you get two Big Ten matchups at home with Michigan and Ohio State. If there's ever a time for a run, the time is now. And we get back to what we saw on the floor. How much better is this team making real improvements? Are you seeing the improvements to at least have hope? Not going too far, but at least have hope.
I'd love to be a homer right now. I'm not. No, okay. Not yet. I'm not. I could sit here and pretend. I think we can get better with health, getting better health, stuff like that. Am I seeing huge, big-time improvement? I'm not. We need to – supposedly we're having fun now. I saw an article on that. That's great. I mean, that's not stupid. That's not a stupid article. That's not a stupid comment. You got to have fun. You got to have guys buy into their roles. If they're not buying into their roles, then it's not going to happen. But as far as Iowa making the NCAA tournament, it's going to be very, 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 very tough. I want to see them get better every damn game. Every damn game. I brought up on the HawkeyeNation.com podcast, please go listen. Trent, I want your opinion on this. Isaiah Moss. What if he just takes decaf, slows down, instead of drinking Red Bull Monster and all that stuff before the game, takes it after, and he shoots the shots. Hopefully you listen to it, but taking shots, I don't want him taking three-point shots with people in his face and fast shots. Mm-hmm. And I don't want him going to the rim, going out of control crazy, because I think this guy can be good. Give me your opinion on Isaiah Moss. Can he just calm the F down?
Yeah. I liked what you said in the podcast. Go away from the – get a little decaf in the guy, get him calmed down a little bit. That's him. And I do wonder – you know, he has been a starter now going back to a little bit before this time last year. I think it was 6-7 games that he jumped into the starting lineup. Maybe this is a guy that coming off the bench would be better for him.
Interesting.
Seeing that, and if Nicholas Baer is going to become a starter going forward, adding a little bit of scoring punch to that second unit. So, you know, you go out there. What would a starting lineup be then if you go away from Moss as a starter? Is it Macy Daly that takes over that spot? Do you go with Daly?
I'm not big on Macy, are you?
I am. I think there's a lot of upside.
Really?
I am. I like him a lot more. Not going to lie, when I saw him for the first couple of times, I don't know about this guy. But he has length. He is a good defender. I know you don't believe
it. You want him shooting threes, though. Enough of the threes. I mean, he's bricking them.
Shooting 36%.
That's fair than I thought, to be honest with you.
36.7% on the year. I'll take that. You take that over the course of a year. Absolutely.
Now, when is he hitting those? You know what I mean? It depends on a three-pointer. Making a three-pointer isn't the same playing blah-bitty-blah State A&M University versus, you know, a team that matters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just remembering him just, you know, not even coming close to the games that matter. But I will watch him more. You like him. He's a lefty. I think they look smoother, and that's probably why you like him.
Yeah, I always like that. All right, he's hit three-pointers, let's see, this year. One against Chicago State, two Alabama State, one Grambling, one against UAB, one against Indiana, two against Iowa State, three against Southern. So
two against Iowa State? I'll take that, okay.
Yeah,
some of those other teams. Well, I mean, how many chances did he have, Trent, to actually hit three-pointers against good teams?
Right, no. not very many.
Let me be fair there for a second.
Yeah.
Dickerson, you remember him, the JUCO point guard?
Trey Dickerson,
I always thought he had a shot, and they never got him to upshift, downshift, chill the bleep out. I don't know if Fran knows this stuff. If I was a millionaire and I won the lottery right now, you know what I'd give millions of dollars, and I'd give millions of dollars to the university for a whatever, practice facility or whatever, and I'd say, Fran, can I come in and watch practice?
I'm sure if you had the money, he would let you. Absolutely.
Let's do it. Let's win the lottery.
All right. I'm in. Let's do it together. All right. Hey, all right. Defensively, we know Bohannon's not a great defender, right?
And according to defensive rating, which is points allowed per 100 possessions, he is worst on the team. Nicholas Baer, best on the team. Second, Luka Garza. Kreener's up there. Nungy's up there. Pemsel. Those are your top five in that one.
Yeah.
Towards the bottom is where you have Bohannon. He's last. Second to last, Daly. Third to last, Ellingson. Fourth to last, Moss. After him, McCaffrey. So I think that kind of goes to show you this team isn't very good defensively in the guard court. I mean, yeah, individually it might be difficult to rate things and how you put it together and who knows what comes out. But I think that tells us pretty fairly what it seems like we see. This team's guards aren't very good defensively.
And they're not. And what I also said, and I've said to you, is you err on the side of getting more guards.
Yeah.
You have to have guards. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
If they end up transferring, fine, Trent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Err on the side of more guards versus forwards and centers. You have to have the guards. Go ahead and just recruit them, you know, and recruit them and recruit them. And if you have too many, fine. They go bye-bye. Right, mm-hmm. Trent?
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. All right, we just got a couple minutes left here, Wolfgang, right, before we go. Utah State.
You going to go recruiting? I'm kind of pumped about Iowa football recruiting. I don't know. Is your fan base like that a little bit or no?
Recruiting-wise, it can be hit or miss. It can be hit or miss.
Okay,
yeah.
You bring it up. Go where you want to go.
Well, they got their quarterback, and I told you last week, take a look. Did you have a chance to take a look at the tape and see what you thought on the new quarterback for the Hawks?
I did. How do you pronounce his last name? Petras?
Petras, yes.
Okay. I want people to go watch this. Trent said, go look at this guy's tape. Blah, blah, blah. You didn't feed me in on anything or what I would see. This guy likes to throw the long ball. This guy will not be anything that throws, you know, is the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, you know, Chucky at checkdown. He throws the ball deep. He throws it high. He's got touch. He's got an arm. I'm really impressed with him. What, he had 50 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. There were only 2 clips that I saw, Trent, though, and I will say this. This is my negative. Our offense is so gosh dang boring over the years. I want somebody that can run, okay, like a Brad Banks. So if everything breaks down, look at what we got. First down, Brad Banks. A first down, Brad Banks. Oh, look at what we got. A first down, CJB. They only showed 2 clips of him actually running. And he looked actually pretty good, but he doesn't look like he runs at all. I want somebody that can do both. But he looked awesome passing. You agree?
Yes, yeah. 6'5", 225. Yeah, he's not exactly a runner by any means, but he's a guy that'll stand tall in the pocket. He'll deliver and, yeah, throw the ball down the field. Very impressive at that part of it. We will see, Wolfgang. It is signing day coming up on Wednesday. We'll, of course, have a lot more on that. And we will talk to you again on Friday as I get ready to make my way to beautiful Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to watch the Hawks and the Buffaloes. What do you think of that?
Well, hey, dude, we got to talk about later how Nick Saban doesn't like the early signing period. So
of
course. Nick Saban doesn't like, you know, I mean, so I'm going to cry for him as I hang up.
So sad. So sad. Feel terrible. Just terrible.
Thanks,
for
brother.
That guy. We'll see you. That's Wolfgang Hawkeye checking in here with us. And that'll do it for the show today. Thanks, everybody out there, for listening in. We really do appreciate it. Love having you on board with us talking the world of sports. Big Four Classic in the books. How much longer will it be around? Well, 2 more years left on that contract. Still a lot to be talking about. We got bowl games coming up. Certainly looking forward to that. We'll be back at it tomorrow. We start at noon each and every weekday with the Ken Miller Show with myself, Trent Condon, noon to 2. And, of course, right here, Jimmy B and TC from 4 until 6 o'clock. Monday Night Football takes the airwaves this evening with Atlanta and Tampa Bay. We will have the coverage for you here tonight with Westwood One. Thanks to everybody out there for listening in. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon.